We are the Down Syndrome group of the Brazos Valley. We are making awareness for Down Syndrome. We have a group. We have local programs, Handwriting Without Tears in the fall and in the spring. We have summer reading and math classes for kids. We have camps, send families to the National Down Syndrome conventions. We have social events for adults with Down Syndrome.
And what's the working number that are involved locally with Down Syndrome?
In the Brazos Valley, I don't have an exact number, but it is a big group. And this year on Sunday, we are having the Buddy Walk. It's the 7th annual event. It's at the Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. It's at noon.
And have you been around since the beginning for the Buddy Walk?
I've been involved for about the past 6.5 years, yes.
Tell me as a newcomer about how this got together. Is Buddy Walk something that's done nationally with Down Syndrome or something that is unique to the Brazos Valley area?
No, the National Down Syndrome Society is worldwide, and the Brazos Valley, the National Down Syndrome Society was established in 1995, and we joined the group 7 years ago and established a group here in the Brazos Valley. The board members are all moms of children with Down Syndrome here in the Brazos Valley. And we just want to promote awareness, acceptance, and inclusion of people with Down Syndrome here locally in the Brazos Valley.
So is the Buddy Walk something unique to the Brazos Valley group, or is that something
it's worldwide as well. And the funds that we raise from this walk, the 5% goes to the national, and the rest of the money stays here in the Brazos Valley.
Where it's used, how?
For the different events we do, the camp, the life, the programs I talked about a while ago, the summer reading and math programs, the Handwriting Without Tears, which helps people with Down Syndrome learn to write, which is a painful thing sometimes, and this event Sunday is our big fundraiser to help support all these events throughout the year.
Now, y'all have a website where folks up until a couple days ago could have registered online. So now those who want to participate have the opportunity to still be a part of it. But tell me about how one goes about registering now.
Now, on Sunday, if you just show up at noon at the Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater, we are going to have, it's a big day for kids and families. We're going to have barbecue, bounce houses, and many events throughout the Wolfpin Amphitheater. Granger Smith will be singing, and lots of events for kids and families.
And so the actual Buddy Walk amounts to what then?
It is a fundraiser and a awareness of Down Syndrome.
So there's not a walk as such then, that's just the title of all the activities that
there is a 1 mile walk, okay, that we do at 1 o'clock.
And that just walks around the amphitheater then?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. And the fundraising part of that, somebody registers, and is there a registration fee, or do you go out and collect pledges? How does that work?
Yes, there's a registration fee. For one person, it is $15, and for a group of a family of four, it's $35. And if you've already registered, you get a T-shirt. But Sunday, if you come and register at the gate, that's a barbecue meal and free entertainment for the whole day.
Very good. Again, starts at Sunday. The walk itself is at 1:00. And how long do you expect the activities to go on through the afternoon?
Till about 4:00.